Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And when you get a chance, please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that you can read or listen, ask questions. You can check out our Brain Trust members. We have a couple thousand of those guys that are so smart, these highly intelligent members of the marketplace. And that Brain Trust, folks, is the largest community of small business experts on the planet. And I'm very proud to have them join us and spend some time with us. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can subscribe to my newsletter, too, while you're there. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. And if you're on Facebook, it's /Jim Blasingame. And one of the things that's annoying about being a citizen of the United States is also one of the things that makes being an American so great, our political process. Someone once said that you know, America's democracy is the worst political system in the world, except for all the others. And I believe that. But with regard to all the annoying bits, perhaps one of the most irritating is what seems like we get very little relief from presidential campaigning. It's as if the occupant of the White House is always campaigning. You know, if you just use the current, you know, you hear the speech over the last 2.5 years. Is that a speech about policy, or is it a speech about the next campaign? You know, that's the way they do, right? All the presidents do that, and of course the president at least 2 years before the election. So it seems like in the last couple of generations. Certainly in the last 30 years or so, we've been in constant campaign mode. And that just wears people out, I think. And you know, it takes the first year of the opposition party's effort just to unseat the president, just to eliminate the also-rans, the people who were never serious candidates. But they, you know, it's America. And so if they can, you know, they think they president, the number who backed the president was only 14%. So 14 for Obama. Now, granted, our audience is skewed. It's a little biased because it's a small business audience. That's what we do. So I'm gonna tell you that I'm not gonna say that there are, we don't know who our voters are, our audience is, in terms of who votes for this. We don't ask that question. But either Democrats or Republicans, but I do think we're heavily weighted in small businesses, people who make payroll every Friday. So I thought it was interesting. 60% chose Romney, 13% chose Obama, but 24% said they were undecided. And so that could mean that they don't know about, you know, those two, and or maybe they, or could be that they've got another Republican picked out that they will like. We're going to keep polling you. We're going to keep asking this question as we go on through the election cycle. But as you consider who will lead the U.S. government in the next 4 years, please consider supporting the candidate that is the most favorable for small business. Because as you know, and as you've heard me say before, I believe with all my heart that what's good for your small business is good for America and the world. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.